Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's Den podcast. We are in episode 77 of season 2. The last three episodes, we touched on supplements, recovery, programming. Now, when you get into the gym, if you do all these three things correctly, you're going to get way more out of your hour or whatever amount of time you have in there. So go back, listen to those three. We are going to kick into it though right now, the mental side of things. So when you're getting your mental side, when you're going into the gym, how do you make the most of it? The first questions, we've touched on this so many times, but this is just a recap again. So, how many days a week? Are you going to be doing a full body program? Are you going to be doing upper-lower splits? Are you going to do push-pull legs? These are all questions to ask yourself. Once you've decided that, you then go from there. Now, what am I going to do in the gym? And the last three podcasts I'm going to touch on right now. So, program equalization, which areas do you need to work on? Which areas do you really need to improve so that you're getting the most out of it? These are things to ask, as well as what are the areas you're super strong in so you know. From there, we touched on that last time. Now, into recovery, are you doing enough stretching, rolling, all of those things so that your body's ready to go? And then the final thing we touched on the three episodes ago now is fitness supplements. Are you getting enough aminos, electrolytes, creatine if you use that, protein, carbs, and fats? Now, the mental side of things, you're going to feel way better if you stack all of these. But the mental side is you have to understand that each and every week when you go in, all of these things are going to affect how you do in the gym. So the mental side is one of those things that you're not going to set a PR every single time. You're also going to have to understand that everything, sleep, everything from the outside is affecting. You showing up and doing your best is awesome. And then knowing which things you need to work on. One of the biggest things that I have found in the past is people go in and they don't know what they're doing. They get discouraged, they waste time, and then it just is a never-ending thing. So understanding that we can fix this and change this. So start now, think about exactly what, when you enter a gym, is your first thing. So the mental side, what are the things you want to do? You want to, first off, you want to roll, get warm on cardio, prime your things like we touched on in the programming one. You want to warm up your shoulders, your hips, areas that are tight so that you can get the most out of it. From there, we then shift into your workout program. So the actual program, which areas, all of that. Throughout the workout, we also need to have enough of the supplements like we touched on. This will keep you mentally in it and your body so you're not getting discouraged. During this whole process, then you finish with stretching and some core, or and you can do core throughout. But one of the things to keep you mentally in it is listening to amazing things. So it's one of those things to always keep priming, looking at things that are positive. What are you doing better today than yesterday? You are there, you are showing up, you are doing your best. What are your pickups? So start a playlist even that is the pickup songs you need at the end of a day to prime you and get you going for the next exercise and activity. The mental side is so amazing, and once you start unlocking it, you will feel so much better about yourself. I have found music is one of the best ways to do this, as well as what we've touched on, but the mental side you can really unlock by proper music, hitting the exercises and doing them properly, also not being stagnant and wasting time and not knowing what you're doing. Throughout this, as always, you have those things to pick you up, the song when you're doing your biggest lift you want to put on. Any of that stuff will really help you, and it will actually make you feel better about yourself. In the past, people find that when they have those days and they skip it, and then one snowballs to two, three, same thing on the positive side. If you're mentally in it, you can then roll that snowball and get one positive into two to three. The snowball's huge. It goes down. It's amazing, and you're getting more and more traction. You feel better about yourself, and then you will do amazing things and it will all start rolling for you. The negative side does that as well, so you have to be very careful. You have to start looking into the things that help you grow and the things that bring you down. Make sure that we increase the things that help us grow, decrease the things that bring us down. It's one of the best ways to unlock your mental potential. And when you're looking at it and starting to realize the things that can help you, really start surrounding yourself with people that believe in you, bring you up, and when you have these goals in the gym, are supportive. Also understand exactly some days you might need to spend more time like on that recovery, or maybe you need more water, or maybe you need, it's early in the morning and you haven't had more caffeine, you can have the extra caffeine. So there, or after your workout, maybe you need to increase the protein you're putting in. All of these things will help you and start making you realize exactly what you can achieve. One of the best ways to do this is just start looking into the areas that you're strong in, and then the areas where maybe you're super sore after, or you're not feeling as well because you don't have enough liquid, or whatever that may be, your numbers are down in that, or like I said, you're not rolling, stretching, or maybe one area is stronger than the other. Start realizing that, unlocking it, and then you will start really helping your mental and start seeing that snowball effect where you're getting positives and not negatives. So sit back, think about it now. Mentally, where are you strong? Which areas do you think that you can really increase and keep growing on? And then ask yourself, which areas are you weaker in? Which areas are the ones that you really need some help in because they've been tough? Now, of the three things we've touched on in the past, mentally, what do you have that playlist ready to rock? Do you have the people in your life? Ask yourself that. See those people that help you and bring you up, and then really start increasing that in your life, the people and the music and those positives, so that you have that pick me up, so you are ready for the gym. Pair that with proper programming, your recovery, your stretch roll, and then your supplements, and you are going to have a great workout, and then you are going to get that snowball effect of successes, and you will start seeing those successes line up for you so that you can really start seeing the most things you can do in a gym and really grow the best. So thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.